Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want to, where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Well, hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
We're here on a fine Saturday morning, not recording live, in the Jabbercast studios.
That's right. Another golf tournament.
More golf in Chatham this week. I'll be hacking and whacking and at Deer Run.
Have golf, we'll pre-record.
That's right. And usually I will travel too. But I think we're going to be good next week, though, and the week after that, and the week after that. Not all the tournaments are on Sundays.
Well, that's good.
They're on Fridays and Saturdays as well. There's actually one on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hump day.
It's hump day. Sounds like Kiwi wants to get in on the show as soon as we hit the record button.
Yeah, I see that.
It's like he can hear through our headphones the intro to the show.
Yeah, I took them off, and I could hear it loud and clear.
Yeah, the intro was cranking.
It was pretty loud, yeah.
We got some funky stuff going on as far as...
40 minutes of funk going on, actually.
Pumping the show from soundbite on Big JD's laptop into a board and then into my iMac.
Byte-to-byte issues.
No, people probably can't even hear the bird.
We've had... The bird in a lot of shows. I was going to say Stu, but and did you say Stu or did you say Kiwi? Okay.
That little whisper.
No, maybe not that. Sometimes it's louder than other times.
When it gets loud, you can definitely hear him in the background. But we're good today. What's going on with you, Big JD? Anything much?
Yeah, a lot of things going on. The Big 30 starts.
Oh, Big 30, yes.
Once this podcast is dropped on the Sunday that you might be listening to it on, the Big 30 gets dropped. First show.
And what do you have in store for the first Big 30?
The first Big 30, Jeff and Lana show, talking about their little hiatus, or big hiatus, however you want to look at it, and Big JD's interview with actor Paul Cross, and the return of Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show, playing some, what's he spinning? Old Hawkwind and some old Hawkwind and Osric Tentacles. Ooh. Very cool stuff. Osric Tentacles.
That sounds somewhat familiar.
A psychedelic UK band, been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
Got like 2,000 CDs. But some cool stuff.
That's very cool.
The show's a little based on conspiracyism. So anyway.
Oh, I see. Right.
In following suit with Paul Cross's film Severe Visibility. And then next Sunday on the Big 30 is an interview with Anvil on their documentary Anvil, The Story of Anvil. So if you get a chance, check it out online, anvilmovie.com, or go see the film or go see the band. Do something.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be touring, but I assume they're going to be eventually touring around.
Well, they are touring with the movie right now everywhere.
I heard it, some where they have the Anvil Experience, they have the movie, and then they come out and they just
do a
Q&A.
That's what's going on. Oh, yeah.
They do
everything. They do a show, they do Q&As and everything. And Sasha travels around with them, for the most part, doing Q&As as well.
Oh, yeah. It's
the director.
He's trying to pump it up.
It's pumped, man. That thing's the biggest thing going on right now. Michael Moore thinks it's the best documentary he's seen in years.
Yeah.
So you know it's good.
I can't wait to see it myself. I'm going to have to talk my wife into going to see that. Where it's at, the Royal Oak?
It's still at the Main Art Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a fantastic movie. Excellent movie.
I've seen, what was that metal show had, who was hosted by Eddie Trunk.
Right.
They had the Ellipse and Rob on.
Yep.
And you can tell they're just so down earth, those two guys.
Yeah, yeah, very.
And there's something Canadian about them as well.
Yeah.
And what else did I hear? I heard another podcast, Michael Butler on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. He interviewed Lips as well.
Is that the bald guy?
No, he's the guy.
Okay, I heard a different interview with him too.
He was the bass player for Exodus for a long time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a chance to interview Lips and Rob, so it was pretty cool.
You got to talk to them both.
Talked to them both, yeah. And I've known him for years anyway. I've followed Anvil and also used to play with Anvil and stuff. And so it was pretty cool to be able to talk to him again after a long time that I hadn't.
And I know it sounded like you had to cut the interview short just to fit in within the Big JD.
Yeah, we actually, I was on the phone with him for about half an hour. And I only needed a 10-minute interview, so...
Right, so what I'm asking is, are you going to put the full full edited interview up somewhere sometime?
No, I never had any intention of doing that. No, I just cut it down to 10 minutes. And it was just as well, really, because there was some... We didn't have Lips on the phone right away. And then he did come on. Then he was somehow... he got disconnected and then was back on again, so it was a little bit of mayhem going on, and it all fits in with Anvil and the scheme of things, Anvil and their movie and Spinal Tap, and it all just it you know what I mean, it's like it was like something right out of the film.
Right,
it's always something, you know what I mean.
It's funny that they get, it's too bad that they get lumped in with the Spinal Tap because it is so, because they are so Spinal Tapish. But in general, if you followed bands around in from 75 to 1990 or whatever, the Spinal Tap metaphor follows all bands.
It follows all bands to some degree, and you know, Anvil really falls into that though. They just it's just their personalities and they have really strong, you know, really strong character.
Yes.
Characteristics or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's almost comical.
And it's about the music. It's like, it's so, they're so focused on the music.
That's it for them. Yeah. Yeah. And lifelong dedication to playing heavy metal, man.
Yeah.
So that's what that's all about.
And when you're watching Spinal Tap, you just seem like the actors, they seem like they're just too serious about their music, about which is about, you know, smell the glove or what, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blowing farts or whatever, yeah. Whatever it's about.
Yeah, they have some pretty comical stuff, Anvil.
Hey, folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all at the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
I'm in good shape. I don't have no short of breath. Here we are in the newsroom. I just realized, just for our own sake here, that the two channels that we're on, I'm affecting them so that I process them through the dynamic processor.
Oh.
Whereas I could have did something with the other two tracks.
Yeah, I wish you probably wouldn't do that, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter, I guess, because that's not destructive. I can take that off later.
You can take it off.
Because sure. I do everything as a whole later, and I don't want to, although I over-compress anyway, I don't want to over-compress.
Over-over-compress. Over-hyper-compress.
Yeah.
Hyper overcompressed. Anyway, so today's news.
Well, there's a couple of the biggest things in the news, I think, are, besides the Anvil movie, will be the swine flu virus.
Yep. Isn't that news?
That's crazy. H1N1?
Is yes, that what that is? That's what they want to call it. They don't want to call it swine flu anymore because it's killing the pork industry.
What a joke.
People are not... Yeah, thank you very much. I'm glad you said.
Confirmed cases of swine flu jumped by more than 65% Saturday, which is today. I'm right up on the news, man.
You sure are. I'm glad to hear that.
With the World Health Organization reporting 615 people in 15 countries infected with the virus commonly known as swine flu.
H1N1.
That's right. We don't want to call it swine flu anymore.
It supposedly, when it gets into certain people, it kills them. That's the deal, correct?
Yeah, I think that probably, you know, young kids and
older people.
The elderly.
Exactly.
You know, will be affected the most. And it's funny, as the organization reported 367 cases on Friday. And this is like almost double practically, you know, up to 615 the next day.
So what's your take on that? You said, what a joke. I'm kind of curious why you said, what a joke. Why is it a joke to you?
Oh, I mean, it's just a joke. The name change thing is just a joke.
Oh, the name change.
Yeah.
No, that's too bad.
The virus, oh, well, we all know it's government inflicted.
I think the government knew it was going to happen, but let's just...
Population control.
No, I don't think so.
This is a start.
I think this virus was probably... It's not even harmful.
I think this virus was viral.
Very good. And the reason it's viral is because it's the media's pushing it. And why is the media pushing it? Because the same people who own the media own the pharmaceutical companies who own the world. And it's just one big thing. Because this thing here, that's nothing. So far, it's nothing.
What is?
This
swine pandemic?
Flu. Yeah.
It's not a pandemic.
Do you know how many people
died? They're saying it's not as bad as what they thought and that it's not really... in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I heard something to the effect that it's not really a new strain. So
no,
you know,
I mean, it morphs from person to person. It's never the same, but
no, the people morph from it. Turns you into something else.
But no, many people die from the actual the real, like the regular flu that everybody gets. You know, many people die from that.
Yeah, influenza.
Tens of thousands of people die from that every single year. Mm-hmm. Do we make a big deal?
Isn't that a female Italian name? Influenza? Wouldn't you call your daughter that?
Farenza.
My daughter, Influenza.
Farenza is Florence in Italy. Florence in Fluenza? Italian.
Yeah.
Farenza. I think it's F-I-R-E-N-Z-O. Mm-hmm.
Farenza, Italy. That's a place.
Yes.
Isn't that a car? Farenza? Oh, it's Ferrari.
It's Fiero.
Ooh, remember those?
Yeah.
You don't have those anymore.
The Pontiac Fiero.
That's right.
And that's another thing that happened. No more Pontiac. GM sliced the Pontiac name off of... they got rid of the whole division.
Wow.
No more
Pontiacs. Pontiac is from way back.
Why
don't you get rid of the Buicks? That'll get rid of some old people.
And Oldsmobiles.
And Oldsmobiles, sure.
Buicks and Oldsmobiles. I think they could do fine with Chevys, Cadillacs, and the GMC name.
Sure.
That's plenty. Mm-hmm. Why do we need more?
Why do we?
We don't now.
Why do they need so many vehicles? And I'll tell you, Chrysler sure has a lot of vehicles. And that's something else we're going to talk about right now, too. Chrysler and their bankruptcy.
I work for them.
You did. You're off for a little while now.
I'm off for a little while. I'm off for 30 to 60 days until they get the company back on track. Well, this new company that supposedly Fiat is eventually going to own 51% of. And Cerberus is getting rid of the whole thing. I think they're just agreeing to finance the cars through the GMAC financing arm.
Somebody sent me an email, had a picture of a car that required, you know, that was going to influence the auto industry. Was
influenza?
an IKEA car. IKEA, and it showed a picture of a Kia.
K-I-A. You're thinking of IKEA, the furniture store.
Yeah, the furniture store, an IKEA car.
Get out.
And the picture was all parts laid out and showed one tool to put it all together. Just like you know, you buy things at IKEA and you put it together with a single tool or whatever.
That's funny.
Simple stuff, and that's what it was. And all the parts were all laid out perfectly.
Were they like real car parts kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a picture of a car and all pieces and showed a picture of the tool to put it all together. IKEA going to take over the auto industry. So Chrysler succumbs to bankruptcy after months of struggling to stay alive on government loans. Chrysler finally succumbed to bankruptcy Thursday, pinning its future on a top-to-bottom reorganization and plans to build cleaner cars through an alliance with Italian automaker Fiat.
Fiat, F-I-A-T. Fix it again, Tony.
That's pretty good. Hey, Tony. Fix a car. Break his legs.
No.
What are you doing with those piano legs?
Boy. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I got a job at the end of 60 days, I know. So, I'm happy.
I don't. I don't have a job at the end of 60 days.
Why?
May and June.
Oh, that's right. You got the letter.
Official letter.
Your baby wrote you a letter.
Baby just wrote me a letter. Damp, damp, bam, ba-da-dam. See, now, if we had that lined up and ready to go,
boom. We can't do that. That comes off the top of my head. You'd have to be right on it.
Well, if we could pull it out of the top of your head.
Bang, I like that.
Hey, Tony.
Actually, an Italian guy told me that. So we're getting hooked up with the Fiat. Fix it again, Tony.
Jeez. Yeah. I like your thing. Took him out of the car, pulled out my brass knuckles, and bang. Bada boom, a bada bing.
Exactly.
Bada bing, bada boom. What way is it? Is it bing first or boom first?
Bada bing.
A bada bing, a bada boom.
What else is in the news today, Big JD?
I don't know. Is there anything else in the news?
Like any local kind of thing cooking around here? Oh, there's no garbage pickup in Windsor.
Oh, that's nice. That's why I came out here.
How's your building dealing with that? You just throw your garbage down a chute, don't you?
Yeah, we just drop it down a chute.
Shoot. You just drop it down a chute.
Shoot, man.
Well, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, I'm not affected by it. I don't produce any garbage. I reuse everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Old apple core, reuse it.
Reuse.
So, yeah, no, I'm not affected by that. But, yeah, that's going on as well here.
That sucks.
So,
see, I went and visited a friend of mine who just had twins, Curtis Valley. I'm not sure if you know him, another Chrysler worker. And we went over and visited him. He's off on parental leave right now. Mm-hmm. And you go in his backyard, he's got a crap load of garbage back there.
Mm-hmm. For the new kids.
For the new kids.
It's a little playground. It's always fun playing at a dump.
Did you ever go in near dump when you were kids?
I went to dump a lot.
That's not good.
Well, one dump was closed and we used it. It was the tobogganing thing in the wintertime and a hill to ride your bicycles on the other time. But
that's cool.
I worked for a company that used to have to go to the dump, the Puce dump, every week. And boy, did that stink.
It's a stinky place.
And we had to bring a van load of garbage to the dump and just... You could bring it out into the dump and just throw it all out into a big pile.
Yeah, they tell you. Go throw it over near that pile over there.
It's not as organized as it is today.
So. Transfer station.
Speaking of junk, let's talk about junk food.
All right.
On today's show, which is on...
Health and fitness.
Health and fitness. That's what we're talking about today on the Jabbercast.
And this is a great subject because at least one of the hosts is a pretty well-versed person. Knowledgeable kind of guy as far as health and fitness.
Well, start us off, Lip.
Right. If you want to get your daily supplement of vitamins, no, I don't have no idea what I'm talking about. Start us off, Lip. Big JD has some credentials as far as health and fitness goes. I know he's a certified trainer of some kind, and I know he went to the gym just before he got here.
Yes. I was certified back in... Whoa! Did you hear that jet go by? I was certified in 97, actually, as a personal fitness trainer and...
That's a PCT, No, PFT. Well,
I don't know, whatever you want to short form that to. Was that you?
Yeah, PFT.
That was my computer. And aerobics instructor.
No.
Fitness instructor. Yeah. I was big on aerobics, man. It was awesome. What a great workout aerobics is.
Of course.
I got to say. It looks fruity, but it's awesome.
It looks fruity. Very, and now there's good, so many cool variations of aerobic
all those
exercise.
Things, yeah. Different things that came into play later. Pilates and the kickboxing stuff and, all these different things.
In the Latin
lover
dancing thing. Kim went to it. I forget what they call it. There's a name for it. It's dancing, basically. What there's aerobics involved with it, like you do the same kind of moves, but you also get to move your booty at the same time.
Shake your booty.
Shake your booty.
See, you can throw that in there.
Yeah.
shake, shake, shake. We're going to talk about diet, exercise. I want to talk about the home gym versus the real gym versus. Muscle Beach versus equipment, accessories, working out with a partner, working out with a trainer, cardio versus weights. Should you be doing one of them? Should you be doing both of them? And some good websites to check out and those and all these things. So
can I ask you another question about the aerobics thing? Did you work for somebody or did you start something yourself?
No, I worked in a gym, actually. That's what I did.
Oh, you worked at a gym?
Yeah, worked at a gym, training at a gym and everything. And yeah, that's what I did. I never did that on my own.
And then why'd you quit doing that kind of thing?
Just too busy. I had way too much going on. I couldn't keep doing that. I was working like That I was still at Chrysler's too at the time, so it was too busy.
Well, this is Chrysler era time. I thought you were thinking this is before that.
Nope.
All right. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
And another interruption.
Yeah,
don't forget to pack the smokes.
Oh, yeah. We want to talk about smoking. Let's talk about smoking first right now, because the first thing you're going to want to do is quit smoking. If you don't, you might as well just go listen to another podcast. I wanted to read some stuff here on a cigarette package. My brother smokes, and he had this cigarette package, and I know that they have pictures on, you know, of a really bad looking lung and, you know, stuff like that on the
bad teeth.
Yeah.
Pregnant all kinds women.
Of, yeah. Everything. And it says right on here, every cigarette you smoke increases your chance of getting lung cancer. Health Canada. It says right on it. And it says, warning, cigarettes cause lung cancer.
In big writing.
Yeah. Big writing. Doesn't say that they can or they may. Cigarettes cause lung cancer.
Boom. Fact.
Oh, yeah. Give me a pack. I'll take two packs of those, please. Yeah. Thank you. Isn't that just fantastic? And there's actually a card inside that comes inside the cigarette package on quitting smoking. You can quit smoking.
Get
exclamation
out.
Mark. Yeah. And tobacco products are highly addictive. It says right at the top of it. And it says, if you're thinking of quitting, having a plan and sticking to it really helps overcome your addiction. Psych yourself up. If you want others to help you, tell them your quit date. It gives you, you know, it gives you pointers on how to quit. And then highlighted, take a moment and write down your reasons for quitting. And if you are tempted to light up, look at this list to remind yourself of why you stopped.
It's very interesting that a company is telling you, this is our product, please buy us, but here's how to stop using our product.
Yeah.
Imagine if they put that in a bag of chips or they served it up.
Yeah, they could put it in everything because everything's bad for you pretty much.
Right. You go to McDonald's and they give you a little information sheet.
Yeah. You shouldn't eat our hamburgers.
Your french fries.
Oh, great. I'll have a Big Mac and two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. It's health effects, ways to overcome tobacco addiction. They have a website you can go to even here on the card. Isn't that incredible? That's just incredible. And that's not the best. That's not even the best of the whole thing.
No.
There's more. There's more. The best thing is the ingredients they have listed on the side. Toxic emissions. Okay.
Okay.
Nicotine.
Mm.
Carbon monoxide. Formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah.
Hydrogen cyanide.
You can have some cyanide.
And benzene.
Benzene,
that's what cigarettes made out of. Aside from the paper. You're smoking some paper, too.
Of course.
Isn't that great?
I think it's awesome.
Why don't you just smoke the paper? Toxic emissions.
I want some cyanide.
A matter of units of toxic emissions. Nicotine, carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, benzene. That's just too incredible. That is enough right there to make anybody
puke.
Not want to smoke.
Just hearing that noxious formula.
After that, I need a cigarette. It's just incredible. That's the number one thing right there, is to stop that. And I was going to try and get a trainer, Reno Perlin, on the show for just a little interview on risk factors for heart disease, heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, and those kinds of things. And I wasn't able to do that. If I can somehow, between now and editing the show for Sunday's air, I'll try and do that and get him on for 5 minutes. But that would have fit in nicely with my little cigarette talk.
Nice. I'm glad we actually had that pack of smokes here last week.
Yeah, and forgot. But it's better that it was this week because
fits right in
talking about health and fitness. Now
you bet.
So let's talk a little bit about diet.
All right, that sounds good.
So
Big JD walks into the studio today and he's eating his breakfast out of a bottle that looks very similar to a baby bottle.
It's a protein shake.
It does not have a nipple on the top.
No, I took that off. I didn't want to look like a baby when I came into the studio.
So what is that? That was a ground up bacon.
It was whey protein. No, it was whey protein, protein shake. You want to try and keep your protein levels up pretty high if you're exercising and working out. And you want to try and keep your carbohydrates down, lower your sugars, and your fat. You want to try to avoid certain kinds of fat, like saturated fats. That's what you want to avoid. Monounsaturated fat is okay, like the fat that you get in peanut butter and those kinds of things. And peanut butter has lots of protein too. But you want to avoid animal fats, saturated fats. Yeah, you know, the stuff you get on bacon, a lot of meats and stuff.
Our body doesn't get rid of those very easily, do
they? No, no. And you're going to store that stuff, and it's just greasy, garbagey fat.
So does that have a flavor, that whey protein shake?
Chocolate, that was, yeah.
And the chocolate, how does it get the flavor of chocolate? It's not sugar, is it? Is there sugar in it?
No, this is low carb. There's like 4 grams of carbohydrate in this, which is very low. That's probably me.
Okay.
Or you.
Or me.
No, yeah. Yours won't record, though. Mine will.
Sorry.
So yeah, that's and your ratio is generally, especially if you're on a decent workout program, is going to be a couple parts protein to a single part carbohydrate. So you want to try and get at least a 1-to-1 ratio, but a 2-to-1 ratio of protein over carb is good, and not worry so much about the fats, as long as you're keeping away from saturated fats.
Right.
Because it's really that sugar that's the worst thing for you. And that's why, you know, you hear so many things like stop eating candy and stop eating, you know, chocolate bars and pop, you know what I mean? Or putting sugar in your coffee and, you know, those kinds of things. It's the sweet things.
So how is sugar related to fat?
It's not necessarily related to fat, but sugar will... can be stored as fat in your body if it's not used up as energy. So okay. If you take in too much sugar, it's okay. Going to, your body's going to start to, you know, convert that and hold on to it rather than use it up as energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you also hear that having something with sugar in it will boost your energy.
Yes.
And it can and will, but it depends on the kind of sugar that you take in, whether it's going to just spike your insulin level or it's going to last a longer period of time. And something like pasta is more of a complex carbohydrate, and it'll right. last longer in your system. Mm-hmm. So it'll give you a little more stamina for a longer period of time and won't spike your insulin level. And your insulin will try and draw all that sugar and store it. And, you know, it's got to get rid of it. That's what happens. So when you have something sweet, you know, you eat a chocolate bar, or you eat
can of pop,
yeah, then what generally happens is your insulin level gets spiked because it's too much sugar.
Yep.
It's a simple sugar. Even fruit is like that. A lot of just depending on what you eat, you know, some vegetables, some fruits are going to be a lot higher in sugar than others, but it's a simple sugar. It's not complex.
The sugar in fruit,
having too much fruit is too much sugar.
Right. And so what can you say vegetable? Thing. Is there vegetables that have a significant amount of sugar?
A vegetable really is a carbohydrate. Yeah, it's not, vegetables aren't so much, you know, some vegetables will have more fat than others, you know, but vegetables generally a carbohydrate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you would think if you eat, you know, if you're just snacking on broccoli and cauliflower and bananas, let's say.
Yeah, it's, they have more of some things than others, but it's still a carbohydrate, and it's, some fruits will be higher in carbohydrate than others. And if you're just eating that only, then you're only getting carbohydrate. So again, you're avoiding the protein unless you're working on that ratio, you know what I mean? At least 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 for a guy,
right.
Maybe 1.5 for a woman. You want to keep the protein ratio up because that's what's going to build your muscle.
Build your muscle. Now, why is building muscle important when we're just trying to maybe lose a few pounds?
Building muscle is still important to not even so much have to build it, but maintain it, because it keeps your metabolism up. Metabolism. It keeps your metabolism higher than it would be without having muscle mass. So that's very important, because you want to keep your metabolism as high as you can. And that's another thing that we want to come to is the way that you eat. And it's best to have small meals throughout the day rather than 3 square or just eat one. You know, you'll hear some people say, well, I just eat one meal. I just have a big dinner and that's it. I don't even eat all day. And that's not good, because you slow your metabolism down. Your metabolism doesn't have to work all day long. It only works once, and to get rid of a huge meal. And there's a spike again, because whatever carbohydrate you take in, your insulin has to get rid of that right away.
Right.
Because it's overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's always like that, you know, just a slower process, like it doesn't have, you know, one big lump sum to get rid of. So you're taking, say you have 5 or 6 small meals throughout the day, then it's constantly working. And that's a good thing. Your metabolism always working. So you're always going to be burning off excess carbohydrate the excess energy. And
but does it always work? Does it work more efficiently that way? If it's always just kind of, you just take it a little snack.
Always will work more efficiently that way.
Okay.
That's the way that anybody should be eating, like grazing, basically.
No.
Yeah, and some people say they'll only eat dinner, and that's not good because the best meal for you of the day is breakfast.
Why is that?
Because that's what basically starts your day. Your body metabolism will naturally slow down later on through the day or at nighttime or, you know, when you're sleeping. And so for that reason, coupled with the fact that you don't want to eat later in the evening or a big meal at dinner time because you're going to go to bed, you know, a couple few hours later, which is kind of normal to eat like, you know, a couple hours before, but not just your one meal of the day and a big meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you want to at least eat breakfast. If you're eating one meal a day, switch it to breakfast for one thing. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that you should be eating all day long.
Now, a lot of people eat because they feel hungry because of their body cycle. So they think, you know, they've grown up. I eat a big meal at 5, 6 yeah, o'clock yeah. at night or in the afternoon. And I'm always really hungry then, where some people wake up in the morning and they're like, I don't want to eat anything. I don't feel like eating food.
Well, that's the thing. The thing is that you need to kind of train your body into working a different way if you want it, you know, to work optimally.
And so would you suggest someone force themselves to eat a nice big breakfast and then maybe be hungry?
I wouldn't force them to eat a big breakfast, no. You know, if that's going to be your thing is to eat just your breakfast and that's it for the day, well, then, yeah, maybe you're going to want enough to keep you going for a while because you're going to come down eventually. But the thing is, you don't have to eat a big breakfast, but you need to eat a breakfast. You need something in the morning.
Right.
And something a couple hours later, something at lunchtime, something a couple hours later, your dinner, something maybe a couple hours later, depending on when you go to sleep. And that should be your new routine.
So there's going to be, if you want to retrain yourself, you are going to have to experience some hunger later on during the day.
Not necessarily. Well, there's two reasons why you wouldn't. Is one, because you're going to eat all day. If you're going to eat every 2 hours, you're never going to be hungry.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You might be hungry enough when that 2 hours comes, especially if you don't eat big meals, which is a good thing as well. You don't want to eat 5 big meals a day. They should be small. Your whole meal shouldn't be much bigger than your fist. That's everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, so you won't be hungry because of you're eating more often through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that food may not amount to more than your 3 meals a day mm-hmm. into 5 or 6,
right.
But it's all spread out. So you don't have a chance to be hungry. And the other thing is that, if you eat, if you partake in a diet that's higher in protein, you'll find that you're less hungry because protein will fill you up more than anything else will.
Oh, I see.
So okay. It'll give you that sense of being full. And that's another good thing about protein. So
the fist thing, that's about how big your stomach is, isn't it? Is that why you're saying that?
Through learning about diet and everything, kind of by size and by weight of foods mm-hmm. and by digestion and that.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's actually stems from the size of your stomach, actually, okay. But because I would imagine some people's stomachs may be bigger than other people. I don't know if they're all the same size or not. But
okay. All right.
I just know that, you know, when you look at certain diets and things like that, it'll tell you what weight you would want your food at and what portion wise mm-hmm. and all that. And usually you'll find that they're not any bigger than that, or they'll say to gauge it by the size of your fist. And that should be relatively around the amount of a serving that you should have when you're eating like that or properly. So,
all right,
that there's the premise. So there's a little bit about diet. So you want to go in your cupboards and pretty much throw everything out, and in your fridge and everything, and then and stock up on some good new food. Another thing that a lot of people like to do before taking on a workout program is detoxing, cleansing, where you flush your system out of the toxins that are built up from, could be from medications, could be from smoking, could be from drinking, just eating regular everyday foods and carbonated sodas and things like that, because there's a lot of chemicals in all these things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially if you use sweeteners, like artificial sweeteners and things like that for some of your drinks. You want to clean your system of that and hopefully not ingest that anymore afterward. But you can buy certain kinds of detox. Like you can go to a local health food store and probably buy, you know, a detox kit or something like that. Or there's a lot of different, what you could call diets you know, it's a temporary cleansing. There's a cabbage soup diet, which is, it could work okay because it's giving you the, you know, the vitamins and minerals and the things that you do need because you are eating some food. There's a lemon juice fasting.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Which
yeah.
is, works pretty good too. And it's a good way to cleanse, but, you're kind of getting the bare necessities there of what your body needs. So you may find you want to try different things, you know, and they say you could fast do a detox for 3 days or a week or 2 weeks. Some are a month long,
wow.
just depending on what you're trying to clean. If you're trying to clean up your organs or clean up your blood or clean up your, you know, some will work on different things. And my, most recent one was, raw foods cleansing, and that was, it's more for blood, clean up your blood and in your organs and everything, you know. And raw foods one is raw veggies and fruits, and that's it really, but it's all got to be organic. So everything has to be organic, and
right.
so you're not getting any chemical of any kind.
No fertilizer.
And that's all it is vegetables and fruit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can have clean, pure organic juices, you can have fruit, and you can have, you know, just any kind of vegetable, really, pretty much. They say kind of to avoid some things like the potatoes and things like that that are not always the best vegetable, you know what I mean?
Why is that?
They just don't offer much, you know, it's just a starch, really.
Oh.
And it'll, you know, could kind of more bung you up than anything.
I love that
it's
word.
It's some of the citrus stuff that's okay, and you know, the pulpy fruits, mm-hmm. and then you're best off having always having vegetables that have more of a nutritious value.
Mm.
So like broccoli that you mentioned would be one. Carrots are good, and you know,
right.
And then the watery stuff like the lettuce and things like that, greens.
Which has no nutritional value, does it?
That doesn't really have any nutritional value, but that's it's more of a liquid, and it's also good for your
digestive system.
Feces matter.
Yeah.
Fecal matter.
Good plumbing.
So, yeah, there's a lot to take in right there on diet and eating properly. And I also just want to mention, though, that a diet isn't something you should go on. Diets is really a no-no. Dieting is it kind of refers to something short term.
Exactly.
And dieting for short term is not a good thing, because you're always going to, you're going to stop it because it's short term. I'm going to go on a diet and I want to lose 10 pounds. So you're going to lose your 10 pounds and you're going to be off your diet. You're going to gain it back, and usually more.
Mm-hmm.
That always happens. So what you want to do is a lifestyle change. You just want to eat right for the rest of your life, really. That's what you want to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
You know, that's what people should be doing. Is it easy? No, it's not easy at all. It's a whole other lifestyle.
Exactly.
But it's the best thing that you could do for yourself for a lot of reasons, and for the people around you, really, for the most part, your family, and you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's another thing too. If everybody does it together, or you do, your husband and wife, and you both do that together and start some kind of exercise program, it makes things easier too. So there's things like that to consider if it's hard for you, or if you don't have time, there's other things to consider as well. You don't have to work out for 2 hours out of the day, and you don't, you know, have to prepare major meals. It can be as simple as, you know, good fruits and vegetables and, you know, small meals. You can make your meals to last for the next week, even, you know, and freeze them or whatever. Then you're not doing, you know, it's only one day or on the weekend that you're, you know, people say that I don't have time to do it. Well, there's always time. Well, if you want to make a change, there's always time, I think. So that's diet. Exercise. Let's talk a little bit about exercise.
All right.
Starting a routine, an exercise regimen. Will you work out at home? Will you work out in a gym? Will you work out with a partner? Do you actually need somebody there to keep you at this, like a personal trainer? So those are a lot of things to consider. If you're going to work out at home, are you in a building that has a gym? Do you have any equipment? What are some of the things that you'll need? So, and then if you're working out at a gym, what about the expense? What about getting there, the travel time? You know, that can be harder too, because a lot of people say, well, I don't have time. I don't have time to go to the gym, or I have to, you know, I got the kids, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a lot of things that you need to consider. And, working out at home is not bad. I find that okay, but I think that, I have found that most people find that working out at home is more difficult. you know, if I go to the gym, I'm, you know, and I make that my part of my routine, find it works out better for me, because if I just have to do it at home, I'm not going to do it. Right. I'd rather just go sit around or whatever. But, and some people can work out at home. And some of the things that you'd need to do that, there's, exercise bands. Exercise bands are great alternative to dumbbells and barbells, you know, because you would stand on them and then you can use them for different things, or they'll attach to your door, some of them, and it makes things pretty easy to work out at home. At least a single bench is really helpful, something that you can, you know, lay on and your elbows can extend over rather than being on the floor, and you can only get so far if you're laying on your back, and those kinds of things. You can also get sets of dumbbells if you wanted to purchase dumbbells that are priced relatively okay, some more than others, but they're referred to as I don't know what they call them all now. The original block was a square setup, but you can get round ones now from Bowflex and right. York's equipment, and they're dumbbells that are they go from a certain weight, like 5 pounds to 50 pounds,
right?
And it's one dumb, like just two dumbbells, like one for each hand, but you pull the pins out and more weight comes off it. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. the others stay behind. So you'd be picking up 5 pounds out of the whole 50 pound thing,
yep.
or you put it back in, put the pins back in and pull out 10 pounds. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. And those are really handy because they're very space saving.
That's what
you don't
it is.
Have a whole big setup right. going on. So those and one bench and you get a really good workout.
And what about your workout space? What do you have there?
My building has a gym. So we have free weight dumbbells, and we have a universal setup. We have a bench. We have lots of cardio gear and some things for working on your abs and stuff. And we'll get into the ab myth in a little bit, too. So, yeah. So if you're working out at home, there's some things there to consider. And as well, something else that you might want to consider is some of the DVDs and things that are available. There's some good workout programs out there that are kind of geared to, you know, working out at home or working out with minimal equipment. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the Beachbody stuff. I think his name's Tony Horton. Teaches the he's got the P90X system, which is that's a pretty hardcore, but with minimal equipment for working out at home.
Gotcha.
And then they have the 10-minute trainer now, which is just a 10-minute workout, which seems to be pretty good, pretty popular, and it's for people that are on the go and don't have time to work out. You get a really good 10-minute workout.
And you'd have to do that more often, like every day?
Well, you'd want to do your workouts probably at least 5 days a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially at 10 minutes. It's not taking up a lot of your time.
Exactly.
But you can set up... I mean, if somebody ate good and worked out Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's fantastic. You know what I mean? Or you worked out one weekday and on a weekend, like you have to do something if you want to make a change. If you don't right. do anything, you know, nothing's going to change for you. And it's not only for looking good or feeling good, but for your overall health. You know what I mean? To lower your risk of diseases of all kinds and, you know, those kinds of things and get your body back on track and working properly. You find in a lot of cases, you can get off some of your medications just by eating properly. And, you know, so many people take like Glyburide and some of the other things for high sugar and your high blood pressure and things like that and mm-hmm. cholesterol. And it's all from what you eat. And it's all from your sedentary lifestyle. You know, it's just that will change if you diet or eat properly and exercise. And you'll find that you don't need all those medications, because that's what's doing that to you is our lifestyle.
Absolutely.
We don't have a great lifestyle in this day and age. Everything's quick, fast food. You know what I mean? Everybody wants things yesterday, and you know what I mean?
Are just easier, so people don't have to work as hard to get
that too. Yeah, yeah.
What they need.
So there, another one is the Body for Life program. That would, I would say, more require a gym, but you know, you can sort of get away with it with minimalist stuff. But Body for Life is a great program, the Bill Phillips program. Beachbody, really good. And another website to check out, well, that's beachbody.com and bodyforlife.com, is bowflex.com if you want to look into home equipment. And they have some pretty good stuff for the home users. And some of the stuff's really good and folds up kind of up against the wall, and you know what I mean, kind of out of the way. And, and you know, what's more important, having company over with a piece of gym equipment in your living room or not doing it at all and being unhealthy? So you want to look at those factors too. And then there's the gym. Going to the gym. Going to the gym is, it's a great thing. It's you know, you are around other people that are working out. If you are into working out with heavier weights, then you know you'll find you have a spotter there or somebody that'll help you, because there's other people working out, or there are trainers there, and that's kind of important as well. So I'm just looking at the time here, and we're really rolling along. Let's take a break and come back to Sunday Morning Muse Mayhem.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues.
In the backwoods of Tennessee, with a man named Curtis Jones.
If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock, heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers.
So you go your way and I go mine.
It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effin' Blues together on one CD. You're going to dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting.
You say you want to leave.
The blues, the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. An indie release from OSM Entertainment.
How blue can you get when nothing goes your way?
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song.
There's a new world rising.
So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Yeah, well, it's all about looking hot on the beach in the summer.
Is that what it's all about, really?
Isn't that what it's all about?
I don't know.
At least for the chicks.
At least for the chicks. So, well, I think so for the guys, too.
Hell yeah. So anyway, fitting in with today's show, this is Van Halen from Van Halen 2, Beautiful Girls.
She was a seaside, sitting just smoking and drinking on ringside. And whoa, what a beautiful girl, ah, yeah. One sweet black night with a little bit of money, we've done your head around. Creeps from the sea with the looks to me like she liked to fool around. What a snappy little mammy, gonna keep a pappy happy and accompany me to the ends of the earth, ah, yeah. That's what I said.
To fool around.
that just goes on and on and on. Am I up here? Yeah, we're up.
You are up.
Okay.
I just turned our cans on.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay, yeah, there I am. Yeah, that's probably still going on. So anyway.
You got one of those mouse deals over there.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you're using the volume.
Yeah, I just always forget because I never usually have a mouse here, and it's still going on.
And what is that you got? Oh, no, that's like done. An old okay. Mighty Mouse? Is that what that is? Or?
Well, yeah, they're old Bluetooth. They're it's old a Mighty Bluetooth. Mouse. Is that what it was called in the beginning?
No, probably not. The one with the ball on it.
I'll just switch them before I leave.
That's all right.
So yeah, we're slowly running out of time here, and there was a lot of jabbering going on, I guess, on my part.
That's why they call it the Jabbercast.
We'll just keep rolling along with some of the things that we got to get out of the way. Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I thought, again, in fitting in with today's show, I thought about letting people know about the magic bullet.
The magic bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not happy with yourself and your training, then you can just put a bullet in a gun and kaboom.
I thought it was to kill the werewolf or something.
To kill... Oh, what is that? To kill... I don't know, an old rainbow song. Anyway, no, the Magic Bullet actually is it's a type of blender, really.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just trying to find it here, the Magic Bullet Blender official website. We just got one recently, and it's so cool. It's they claim 10 minutes to make just about anything. Burn fat, curb appetite. To find out how oh, my God. Get the original Magic Bullet. I hate websites that automatically have some stuff playing. Yeah. And especially playing this badly on my old PowerBook. But plus a free 30. Wow, this is just too incredible.
Compared to
get
the
two Magic Bullet systems.
Okay.
If you order now.
Right now?
Oh, for $100. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's, you're paying for both because it was $50.
All right.
But anyway, it's like a blender. It's a small size blender,
right?
And it's pretty much really is, it makes like a single serving at a time.
Okay.
So it's pretty neat. It comes with blender tops that are like plastic mugs.
Okay.
So you put your type of blade on the mug and you blend it, and then boom, you're done with your.
Tell us what do you put in the blender?
Well, you can put anything in. It's you know, to make juices or to make foods and to make you know, I have to look on here to see what you
what you're going to blend. Magic bullet
I've personally used it to make to blend up my frozen grapes and bananas, and it's like an ice cream.
Frozen grapes,
but it's made with fruit, and there's nothing else added to it. And so it's kind of like a food processor / blender.
Ah, right. Okay.
So you can make a lot of different things with it, and I haven't really got into all the different things yet. And I barely had a chance to. We just recently got it, and you can make drinks and things like that in it too. And just quickly here, let me go over some of the things. Drinks like peppermint mocha, fresh pineapple juice, eggnog, licorice split, deviled ham, bean dips, broccoli soups, and other kinds of soups, desserts, cheesecakes, and mousses, and.
You can blend a mousse in there?
Yep. If you can fit it in, you can blend it.
So your frozen grapes.
Baby foods and just all kinds of stuff, man. It's just like never ending with this thing. It's incredible. It comes with a recipe book that's like, you know, pages and pages and pages of things that you can just make in like, what am I saying? 10 minutes. It does any job in 10 seconds or less?
Not 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 seconds. And it's it blends different ways. You can lock it to blend, or you can just hit it yourself when all through the whole time when you need to, and it's really cool. It's the Magic Bullet, and you can check out their official website, and that is www.buythebullet.com.
Buy the bullet, like as in
B-U-Y. Buy the bullet, and it's really cool, and it's something great that will help you with any, you know, diet or exercise program, and I think it's a must have. You know, at least if you have a blender, and if you don't, then get the Magic Bullet instead. You'll find it very useful, very helpful. And let's move on.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Yeah, and BigJD.com recently got a makeover, and I also want to quickly go to the Jabbercast website here because I want to let you know what we got coming up next week. And what do we have coming up next week? We have stuff we did as kids. Molded things from clay in the ground. Tried cigarettes, perhaps. Played in the mud. Stole candy. Built plastic model cars. That was always fun.
I loved it.
Fly kites. We talked about that recently, didn't we? And then shot the model cars with BB guns. That was always fun. Kids will be kids.
Kids
stuff we did as kids. Next week on the Jabbercast, you can visit us on the web, www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us, hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com. You can send us an audio message.
Using the My Chingo widget on the contact page of... Or is there a contact page still?
No, not anymore. It's a one-page deal now.
Okay, so the My Chingo widget is all the way down at the bottom there, or how's that
work? Yeah, it's down near the bottom, and we actually have the Ustream player, because we now stream on Ustream normally. Well, we will, even, you know, this we're always streaming live Sundays, whether it's pre-recorded or not, but usually we're live on Ustream, but we have a player on our webpage. It's not really a website now, it's a webpage. So everything on one page makes things much simpler for the listener, and you can listen down at the bottom of the page on Sunday mornings at 11. If we're a little late, just, you know,
you bet.
We'll be there. And as well, you can chat with us live right underneath the player. We have a little chat window there, and we'll be live. We've got a new picture of Big JD and Lippo on the site. So hope you're digging that. And all the information that you need is on the right-hand side of the page. And you can also subscribe free in iTunes. Just search the Jabbercast or Big JD in iTunes, and you'll find it. I think search Lippo. You'll find everything, too, including Lippo's shows. Border City Radio Podcast. Check it out. We need an ID. We can move on to the Jabber quote.
Sure.
I know you like Mark Twain, so here's a quote from Mark Twain. The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not.
Do what you'd rather not, really? That's in there, too.
Yeah. Which and you know what that all refers to is what you, you don't want to eat is all the good, healthy foods. You'd rather have the pizza and the fast food and everything. Drink what you don't like. So who wants to drink a protein shake? Who wants to drink things that are good for you? You'd rather have pop and you'd rather have beer. And do what you'd rather not, which is the exercise part. So you have to do all these things that you don't like, and that's the only way to keep your health. So that's a pretty good quote, actually.
Of course it is. It's Mark Twain.
So there were a couple other good ones, but we'll leave it at that. And I just wanted to try and wrap things up here with health and fitness. And we were talking before about home, working out at home, and then we got briefly into working out in the gym. The gym's a great atmosphere and a great place to work out if you know, you have the time, you have the money, because you know you're gonna have to travel there to the gym. You have to allow for that time, and and you know, in most cases there's a fair fee involved to join the gym, unless it's like a local YMCA or something. And even their prices now are not that much different than, you know.
How much is it to join a gym for a month?
If you're looking at somewhere like a basic place, you're looking at probably in the neighborhood of about $30 a month, $35 a month.
Dollar
is what it costs, you know. So, and then there's some where you can sign up for $500-$600 for the year. You know what I mean? Or
that's more
whatever,
than a dollar a day.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing you're looking at the gym. All your equipment's going to be there. There's going to be other people there. You're going to be able to talk to people, ask questions, and, you know, those kinds of things. And also people will keep an eye on you. I mean, you have to fill out some certain forms and stuff like that to be able to take cardio classes and things like that, you know. So those things are good as well. And you should actually talk to your physician before, you know, on taking any exercise program or even doing cardio on your own and all these things. You know, maybe you want a regular health exam before you start, and that's always a good idea. And you can monitor that way. You know, maybe you get a blood test, get all these things done, and then start your workout program, and then you can monitor later how your cholesterol is and what your blood's like and all those things. So that's
sure.
The other thing, I won't get too far into this, but if you're going to do cardio and weight training, it's always best to do your weight training first, because you get through certain energy stores that get you to your fat burning stores rather than doing it backwards. And once you get to your fat burning stores, you start your cardio, and it's going to be, again, more optimal, because you're going to start burning body fat right away with your cardio rather than starting the other way around.
Yep.
Your cardio will have been sort of wasted. And I guess that's really it for this down and dirty hour of health and fitness. You know, there's a lot more to, we could obviously do probably a show on this every week for the next year because there's so much involved in it.
Why
all
don't
but
you just do a health and fitness
no
podcast?
I do too much already, but I'm gonna I probably won't for the show, but on one of my big 30 shows I want to get Reno back on because I had Reno on the you talking to me before, and mm-hmm. he's a greatest personal trainer around, and he's getting his nursing degree right now.
Oh,
so I want to get him on for some actual health stuff as opposed to the workout programs and stuff, right. On you know, risk factors for health diseases and things like that. So that's what I want to do. So you might you know, for all you subscribers to the Big 30, you can watch for that Reno Perlin
interview.
Yeah, awesome. On the show. So yeah, that's today's health and fitness show. We did our quote, we did everything, and we're good, I guess.
And we know what we're doing next week.
We know what we're doing next week, and I guess that's pretty much everything.
All right, thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
And we'll see you next week.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.